Berger unable to make the meeting, but rest assured, we've got capable, able-bodied replacements. Frank Almeida and Richard Merrick are sitting in for Nancy and Jim Weinberg. So, welcome and thanks for sitting in. We also have a new council member. We're going to get into swearing in a moment for new and reappointed council members, but Glenn Libby's here. Welcome.
Yep.
And I think just remind everybody to silence your cell phones. We'll take breaks around 90 minutes to 2 hours. I think that's about it. Oh, Gene Martin is also at NAFO this week, so we won't have the benefit of Gene. So, any comments, questions, or anything from the council? Sally McGee.
So does that mean that we don't have any NOAA general counsel participating in the meeting? No.
Joel McDonald was going to sit in for Gene, and he's having family illness issues, and so we don't expect to see him this week.
Anything else? Okay, the next item on the agenda is swearing in of new and reappointed council members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to congratulate and ask our new council member and reappointed council members to please stand. James Odlin, Sally McGee, Glenn Libby, and Rodney Avila. And David Preble is also a reappointed member. We'll have to do his swearing in at the next council meeting. What I'd like to ask you to do, you each have a copy of the oath. If you could raise your right hand, and I'm going to read short sections of the oath and ask you to repeat it after me. So, as a duly appointed member of a regional fishery management council, established under the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act, hereby promise to conserve and manage the living marine resources of the United States of America. By carrying out the business of the council for the greatest overall benefit of the nation.
I recognize my responsibility
to serve as a knowledgeable and experienced trustee
of the nation's marine fisheries resources.
Being careful to balance competing private or regional interests, and always aware and protective of the public interest in those resources. I commit myself to uphold the provisions, standards, and requirements of the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act and other applicable law, and shall conduct myself at all times according to the rules of conduct prescribed by the Secretary of Commerce. This oath is freely given and without mental reservation or purpose of evasion. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you, Pat. Welcome aboard, and welcome back from summer. The next item of business before us is the elections, 2009-2010 elections. I'll turn it over to Captain McGinnis.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Each of you should have in front of you a package. The top of the package is titled Elections of Officers. You find that? Everybody get it? Okay, what's in front of you there, the first page is actually page number 12 from the NEFMC Operations Handbook. So that's sort of the rules of how we do elections here. We'll have five elections today, a chair, a vice chair, and three members of the executive committee. The first election we'll have is for the chairman. If the current chairman is reelected, he stays as chairman. If the current chairman is not reelected, he gets an automatic seat on the XCOM. So in that case, we would only be electing two new members onto the executive committee. Voting will be by secret ballot. What you have underneath, if you tear off that first page, your ballots are underneath. I'll walk you through each ballot. We'll be numbering the ballots. We've got some assistants in blue shirts behind me that will collect the ballots. We'll take them out, tally them up, and come back in. The rest of the page gives you what the rules are that I have to run them by and how we run these elections, if there's ties, if there's multiple people on them or whatever, but we'll walk through each one as we go. Any questions on the process? Great. With that, I'd like to open the floor for nominations for chairman. Rip.
I nominate John Pappalardo.
Are there any other nominations for chairman? Okay, hearing none, I'll make a move to close the nominations. We will have to vote to close the nominations. Take a hand count to close. Any objections? No objections.
He's automatic.
I guess that's by default. Thanks.
That was easy. Congratulations, Mr. Chairman. That will take us to vice chair. We'll open the floor for nominations for vice chair.
Yeah, I nominate Rip Cunningham.
Are there any other nominations? Any objections to closing the nominations? The nominations are closed. Boy, are you making this easy for me, folks. Thanks. Congratulations, Rip. That means we'll elect three to vice to the executive committee this year. So this will be the first ballot for executive committee members. The floor is open for nominations. Ms. Tooley.
I nominate Jim Odlin.
Ms. McGee.
I nominate Frank Blount.
Mr. Avila.
I nominate Mary Beth Blount.
Nominate Dave Preble.
And nominate Terry Stockwell.
Are there any other nominations? Are there any objections to closing the nominations? Okay, nominations are closed. I'd ask you to write at the top of your ballot, this will be ballot number one, Executive Committee. Right at the top, just write ballot one, XCOM. I ask you to mark your ballots with one of the four nominated. One, two, three, four, five, six nominated. No, five. One, two, three, four, five nominated persons that are on the board. Mark your ballots, fold your ballots, and the ballots will be collected. Resource, Mr. Chair, while we count. That's a good warm-up. We'll take that again. There was no clear majority, so we will take a revote. Ms. Tooley will no longer be on the ballot. She received the fewest votes. So this will be, you mark your ballot number two for XCOM. Completed their vote. Chair, we have no clear majority. We'll be dropping Mr. Blount from the ballot and revoting. This will be ballot number three. XCOM. Thank you. will be ballot number 4. Congratulations to Mr. Stockwell. With your permission, we'll take nominations for the second seat on the Executive Committee. Ms. Tooley.
I nominate Jim Odlin.
Dr. Pierce. Ms. McGee.
I nominate Frank Blount.
Mr. Fair.
David Preble.
Are there any other nominations for the second seat? Are there any objections to proceeding with a vote? Hearing none, please mark your ballot, ballot number 5. Congratulations to Mr. Odlin. With your permission, Mr. Chair, we'll now open nominations for the third seat on the Executive Committee.
I nominate Sally McGee.
Mr. Fair.
Nominate Dave Preble.
Mr. Odlin.
I nominate Dr. Pierce.
Mr. Cunningham.
Nominate Frank Brown.
Are there any other nominations? Is there any objection to proceeding with the vote? Hearing none, please mark your ballot, ballot number 6. Mr. Chair, no clear majority, and the two low vote getters were tied, so everyone stays on the ballot, and we re-vote. This will be ballot number 8.
Thank you. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, we have a repeat tie vote. The rules say in the event of a repeated tie vote between two candidates, motions from the floor will be accepted for resolving the issue. May I open it for motions?
Sally McGee.
I'm not sure exactly how to proceed, but I would like to remove my name from consideration.
I guess we'll accept that and we'll vote again.
Very good. Please mark your ballots. Ballot number 9. Congratulations to Dr. Pierce.
Okay, congratulations to everybody. We've got a busy week and year ahead of us. I'm going to call for a quick 10-minute break, and then we'll get back into reports, and we'll carry advisors for Scollop, Mr. Scott Bailey, and Mr. Peter Hughes. I gave a brief update on the Catch Errors Task Force that NOAA commissioned. You can read about it here. To date, there has not been a policy adopted and put out to public review or public comment. We